Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, testing. Fuck you. Hello, my name is Marcus Short, and welcome back to the 7th episode of The Dramedy Show. Okay, well, Happy New Year, everybody. It is officially 2018, and I'm going to be on the same ship. New Year, same me. That's right. Last time I talked was a few days before Christmas. I mentioned that I was going to Las Vegas to go visit an uncle of mine rather than go back to the Midwest and pay $500 for a flight. I actually just took a bus over to Las Vegas, and I believe I mentioned that I found out I was going to be in a movie a couple days before. So my plan when I got to Vegas was to not drink and to work out every single day. Okay. So I was in Vegas, and Vegas was cool. I did stay in one night. That was cool. All right. And my uncle, okay, so you'd think that me having a movie lined up and everything, my first movie, that one of my family members would try to like not give me their advice that I don't give a fuck about. Because let's put it this way, if you've never pursued an acting career, don't give me any fucking advice on how to pursue an acting career. Let's put it this way. If your name isn't Leonardo DiCaprio, Will Smith, Denzel Washington, or Johnny Depp, don't talk to me about how you think I should pursue my dream and make my visions come true. Just don't do it. Because I'm going to get blood red mad. My uncle was trying to tell me about some interview that he saw about an actor and where the actor discussed his steps to success or what have you. And then I was like, okay, he was telling me all this stuff that I really was like, I don't know if that's going to be my path. And then I was like, so what's this actor's name? He's like, I don't remember his name. Well, don't give me the blueprint for an actor that you can't even remember his name, because I'm not trying to be an actor that people don't remember their name. I'm trying to back up the fucking Brinks truck into my fucking house in Aspen, where I'll be living there by my fucking self, secluded as fuck, so I don't gotta be around family members to tell me advice on how to do some shit that they're not doing, and so forth. But besides that, it was a good Christmas. But you know what? Goodness gracious. But I promise you, I will completely seclude myself when I am able to. A lot of people are trying to become successful so they can show off and have a good time. I'm literally trying to get successful so I can disappear. Literally. And I will give back to those who gave to me, but I will be off the fucking grid. Because I like to be alone. What we got up here? Yeah, but Christmas, I mean, like, the trip to Vegas was pretty fantastic. I met a lot of relatives that I had never even met before. And I didn't think that really was going to be the case. I thought I was going to hang out with my uncle, my aunt, and that really wasn't the case. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but when I'm around strangers, I got to drink. All right. And my plan was to not drink when I was in Vegas. But I'll get to that later. So I got there Friday. Christmas was on Monday. And yeah, I got there Friday. We had a great night. Friday night, we went out to the casino. We went out, met one of my relatives that I had never met before, kind of a distant cousin. And then Saturday was cool. Sunday was cool. Now, here's the thing. I got a message on Facebook from the director of this movie that I'm going to be in on, I believe it was either Saturday or Sunday. Yeah, everything was great up until this point. No, it had to be Sunday. Yeah, it was whichever day it was, it ruined my fucking Christmas, and Christmas was Monday. And here's how it ruined my Christmas. I got a message from the director and the movie. Now, this is not a bad thing. It's not negative, so I'm not going anywhere negative with this, but it did ruin my fucking Christmas. It's a good thing though. I get a message on Facebook from the director, and he invites me to a early showing of the movie Hostels, which features Christian Bale. And then after that, a Q&A with Christian Bale. He invited me out with him and his girlfriend. Not only that, but some of my co-stars, who I didn't realize when I was reading the message at the time, like the names that he left them there. Like I didn't, I guess I just skimmed through, realized that I was not in town, and I just responded, letting him know, thank you so much for the invitation. I was out of town, and I would be there in a heartbeat if I was in town. Then I looked back on the message a little bit later, a few hours later, just because I'm kind of OCD about my make sure I didn't leave any grammatical errors on my response. And I look back at some of the name at the message, and turns out that he also invited me, or two of the people that were going to be joining us, along with his girlfriend, him, the director, and myself, were two of my castmates, who happened to be one of them an Emmy winner, and the other one a professional athlete, a WWE diva, who I would have loved to meet, not to like, I mean, just would have loved to meet, because I respect WWE athletes, and I'm very curious. Now, I had a chance to fraternize, converse, and learn from not only the director, who I'm highly intrigued by after listening to an interview with him on a podcast, and learn from an Emmy winner and a professional athlete. So once I realized that I missed out on that opportunity, I was already mad at first because I wasn't going to be able to go see the showing. Sorry, the early screening, and then the Q&A with Christian Bale. Could have learned a lot. And it would be my first show business type of event, networking type of thing. And then bam. But it's okay though, because when I'm on set, the gentleman who is an Emmy winner is going to be in in I think all of my scenes, if not most of them. And then also I'll be able to also the professional athlete will be in my scenes as well, and we'll all be working hand in hand. But it was an opportunity to get to know them before we started shooting. And I was depressed once I realized that for about 6. No, I was oppressed. I was depressed. I was so mad, and I don't usually let things get to me. But yeah, like my body, like my blood just like kind of cooled down for a little bit. But it is what it is. So I took it out of my family. I didn't take it out of my family. But yeah, that wasn't cool. But and most importantly, I am so grateful that the director of this film would invite me to such an event, because that just means the world, especially somebody like me who's just getting started in this industry. That means a lot. So it really breaks my heart that I wasn't able to be there, but it's okay. It's the thought that counts. Okay, so like I said, my goal was to not drink while I was in Las Vegas. My goal was to work out every day, but the thing is, my uncle goes fucking hard. He goes fucking hard. And he had all the good shit, you know, because he's like, you know, he's a grown-ass man. He's like 50 years old. So, like, he had the fucking, dude, he had this really expensive cognac. And I was just loving that. And, oh, the best thing about, you know, because I'm still kind of young and I'm not really buying all that shit. I'll get to that. But like, there's no fucking hangovers. And, you know, I'm 25. So like when I turned like 20, I think it was like last year, I started getting hangovers. I used to be able to drink whatever and whenever. Back when I first started drinking, which was like a little bit before high school, I dabbled with alcohol just a little bit, maybe like a handful of times. But I'm talking about when I really started drinking, freshman year of college, like soon as my parents dropped me off, I started drinking. From that point till, I mean, all throughout college, maybe like my senior year, I might have had like a few little headaches for an hour. I've been getting a little bit hungover recently. And this was such a change because we were drinking that good shit and no hangovers at all. I didn't even really realize it until a few days after I got back. I was like, I didn't have any hangovers. That's what happens when you drink that top shelf shit. But yeah, my goal was to not drink alcohol. But, you know, there was a bunch of relatives over there and a bunch of my uncle and aunt's friends who I didn't really know, or who I didn't know. And the first night everybody saw me out, I was killing it. And thank God, one of my relatives who I just met that night, right when my uncle picked me up and we got back to his house, one of my cousins who I had just met, like, he was the shit. Like, my uncle told him about like this movie I'm doing, and everybody that I met that night, he goes, Mark is about to be in a movie. Mark is about that. First of all, I appreciate that shit a lot. My ego loves that. But like, I'm meeting these people throughout the entire weekend, and I want to be as confident as I was when they first met me Friday night. So I'm drinking, you know. I don't want to be a fucking, I can be very I can be really reclusive when I am when I'm sober. So with that being said, I had myself a few drinks throughout the weekend, and no hangovers, top shelf shit. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm thinking to myself the whole time, I'm like, damn, I gotta work my ass off. Oh, by the way, Christmas dinner, best dinner I ever had. Shout out to my aunt. Oh, I can't say any names, but shout out to my aunt and uncle for making a fabulous dinner. Yeah, I won't give out any other details besides that, but we had a really good time. But yeah, my goal was to not drink. That didn't really work out. So I'm like, I gotta work my ass out. I gotta work my ass off when I get back. Like the day I get back. Oh, by the way, the reason why I gotta work my ass off is because the first rehearsal for this movie is on the 5th. That's in 4 days from now. By the way, I have been working my ass off. But yeah, it's an MMA movie, and I have to I gotta be toned for this shit. and I got to be. And the first day that I get back, what do you know? I got a childhood friend that I haven't seen in like 13 years hit me up telling me that he's in LA. Where are you at? Let's get fucked up. So I dodge him, not dodge him, but I kind of like let him know that, hey, dude, I gotta, like, I told him the situation. I thought he was going to be in town for longer. He's only in town for 2 days. Yeah, two nights. I was able to not, I was able to avoid hanging out with him the first day he was here, which is the first day that I was back. Worked out real hard, killed it. And that was my first day back fucking hitting the bags, because, you know, this is an MMA movie and I haven't really been doing any kickboxing in like the last 2 months. Picked up back right where I left off. I got the same fucking, I think my power, like in my punches, is even better. It took me 2 days to get my kicks back, but they're back. But I say that to say this. I didn't hang out with him the first day, but I had to hang out with him the second day because I thought that he would just forget about it and realize how I was busy. But no, he was telling me everywhere where they or him and his friends were at, and he was like, "We, you know, it's the white homie." He's like, "Dude, I'm fucking, I'm right here, right now. We're going to Venice. We're going this. Ah, okay, you getting me this up? Cool. I'll tell you where we're gonna be in 2 hours. We're getting fucked up." And then I catch him on the next day because I was trying to hang out with him during the day so I wouldn't have to drink. So it works out where, like, that second day he's in town. I'm like, "All right, you said you're going to go skateboarding in Venice? Cool. I'll meet you there right after my workout. That sounds safe. Watch the skateboard. You and your homies? Cool. No drinking? Cool." Right when I get finished with my workout, he's like, "Oh, we're back at the crib. Some girls over. Cool. I'm gonna go by, say what's up, chill out. No big deal." I get there. His friends are cool as shit. Everybody's cool as fuck. Now, mind you, I hadn't seen him in like 12 years. We met on vacation in Mexico when we were like in middle school. Kept in touch throughout all these years. He's like up to date on everything I've been doing. I'm up to date on everything he's been doing. And he was telling all his friends about how I'm an actor, I'm a comedian, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And I was like, I wasn't going to drink that night, but like when I'm around people that I don't know, sometimes I can be a little fucking shy. So he's telling everybody that, you know, like I'm so entertaining and like just making me, like, which I really appreciate, but I was feeling like I wasn't really making a good showing of what I'm actually capable of. And then his friend, like, "You know, we're drinking a few beers." Okay, bam, we're drinking beers. Okay, no big deal. Then I hear his friend say that they got some whiskey, and then yep, hung out all night, had a great fucking night. But here's the thing, my fucking phone, I thought it was broke. I thought the port was broke. But it turns out it was just my charger was fucked up. So my phone died and like I couldn't get home. I couldn't like call Uber. I didn't feel like asking anybody to take me home because we were all drinking. So I stayed the night and then we hung out for like, you know, until the mid afternoon of the next day. Had a great time. Bam. So this one day of workout that day. Then I worked out. No, dude, I went 2 days without working out. Then on Friday, I go do comedy at the Clown House. I worked out that day. Okay, so I worked out. By the way, I had a great time with my friend. I'm glad we got to hang out because I did honestly need that rest day because it was my first day back hitting the bag. And man, I put so much torque into my my punches and kicks that I was so sore. So I kind of did need that rest day straight up. But you know, like I said, I've been squatting and deadlifting my ass off. So my power was amazing. So then work out on Friday. Friday night was pretty fucking amazing. I was actually just gonna hang out, go to sleep early, whatever, because I'm trying to get into character for this MMA character that I'm playing. My character's name is Rolly. So I'm going to be on some badass shit. Some badass shit. So I'm trying to like not do stand-up comedy, which is so stupid because I got the biggest show of my life on the 16th. But I'm trying to get fully in the character. But my homie, Ellie Wava, hits me up Friday night and is like, yo, let's go do some comedy. I'm like, let's do it. And so I get turned up, have a great fucking night. Have a great fucking night. My only thing about getting turned up these days is like, I feel like I won't be able to work out the next morning. But I did work out the next morning. We had a great set. I had a great set. But yeah, biggest comedy show of my life on the 16th of January. That's in 2 weeks. So I got to figure out a way to find balance because I'm going to be shooting like the 8th all the way up to like the 8th every day up until like the 14th or 15th. So I really won't be able to do comedy because I got to stay in character and everything like that. And this isn't a comedy I'm doing. It's a MMA, like, action drama type thing. But I'm not even really a method actor, but I'm going to try it, you know? I don't know if you guys know what method actor means. It means, like, you bring your work home with you as an actor. Like, you are that character throughout the day. I don't think that I got to do that now. Some people do that because I think some people just suck at acting. But maybe that's ignorant for me to say. Maybe one day when I'm able to play a role that requires, like, where there's like a lot more on the line for me, then I might have to go that route. So I take that back. I shouldn't say actors that have to go method suck, because that's actually the stupidest shit I've ever said in my fucking life. And forget everything I said like in the last 30 seconds. But yeah, I'm trying to get, yeah, I want to be, I'm just a little, I guess I'm just a little jealous of people that get to method act. That sounds pretty fucking cool, to be honest. So let me just shut the fuck up. Yeah. But yeah, I actually did stand up sober on one Saturday night. Because my friend was like, yo, man, you gotta like, you can't be drinking. And I'm like, all right, cool. I won't drink tonight. And then I did my fucking set. I fucking bombed so bad. And like when I got off the fucking stage, he was like, he just looked at me for like 10 seconds. He's like, he looked so confused. He's like, but this doesn't even, wait, how is, he doesn't understand that I have ADHD. And like when you have ADHD, you're fucking scattered most of the time, unless you're doing something that you can hyper focus on. Acting is something that I can do when I'm sober because I can hyper focus on it. It's something that I love and something that in my heart of hearts believe that I was put on this earth to do. Comedy isn't. I'm just doing comedy for... Do I see... Yeah, it's just something that I'm doing for fun. And I don't say doing for fun as a way to be or take comedy lightly, because it's extremely hard. But a lot of people think acting is extremely hard. And I think a lot of people might drink before they do acting. I don't have to do that, thank God. It's like the only thing where I can actually feel comfortable doing sober. Next, only because I like getting in a zone. You know, I mentioned the hyper-focus thing and how that is associated with ADHD. Things that you can hyper-focus on, like for me, it's acting and working out and kickboxing. You know, any martial arts, I can hyper-focus on that. Like when I'm working out, I can move a certain way that makes me feel like I'm focused. Outside of acting, I can move a certain way that there's a certain amount of focus attached to it, where I don't have this focus in other areas of my life. So, and I want to completely stop drinking one day. I just think that it's going to take an extremely busy acting schedule for me to be able to achieve that. If I can fill up my schedule with acting endeavors, bam, no more alcohol. But when I'm doing the stand-up comedy, motherfucker, I will be having a few cocktails to loosen up, because when I'm doing comedy and I have a few cocktails or whatever, or a few beers and cocktails, I feel more passionate about my material. And then when I'm up on stage, I'm more in the moment. So on Saturday when I bombed, I got up on that motherfucking stage and I was completely in my head. I felt my voice shaking. I was saying the material is the same material that I've gotten laughs on in other places. But that was my first time really doing comedy sober. And I wasn't really saying it with the same type of conviction and the same, like, I didn't seem excited about what I was saying. So, but I did that just so my friend would shut the fuck up about me fucking drinking. Like, he doesn't drink. So he's like, but he's a crazy motherfucker though. And he tells me that when he drinks, he like gets like quiet and shit like that. And he didn't realize that that's not how I felt when I drank, even though that we've had so many good times when I was drinking and shit like that. He doesn't really. So he had to see that. He had to see me fucking eat shit. So, cause I know we're going to be hanging out a lot, and I wanted him to see like how, like what I mean when I say that I have to fucking drink before I go up on stage, because like, I'm not going to be able to fucking focus and be passionate about the fucking material. And I'm going to end up stinking up the place, cause I'm going to bomb. But yeah, in other news, Black Mirror, one of my favorite fucking shows, just revamped a new season. I actually just put out their new season on Netflix. That means I'm going to be re-downloading fucking Netflix for Black Mirror and Black Mirror only. And I will fucking undownload it again and cut my subscription off again when I finish that season. When I finish the new season, I believe the fourth season, in fucking 4 hours. Because that's how long it's going to take me to finish that shit. Or I'm going to watch it straight fucking through. I love that shit. Matter of fact, I'm going to do it Friday and Saturday night so I don't fucking go out. You feel me? And shit. And I ain't watching any other shows on Netflix besides Ozark. That's my shit. And I ain't watching any fucking shows that any of my friends suggest to me, because they never live up to the expectations. They be like, oh, you got to keep watching it. It gets good by the fourth season. Huh? The fourth season? Motherfucker, I ain't got shit to do, but I ain't doing that. Fourth season, my ass. But yeah, so it's pretty much Black Mirror and Ozark. For those of you who don't know what Black Mirror is, get fucking familiar. It's on Netflix. I suggest you start from the second season. Then go watch the first season, then watch the third season. And when you watch the first season, start from the second season, then everything will be cool. And yeah, hey, that's good advice, to be honest. That's what people fucking should tell me. But the thing, when they tell me to go watch any fucking show, and I fucking watch it, I'm not really like it. That's only happened a few times, but I don't want to say any names of the shows because, like, I've lost friends over, like, not liking shows that they fucking suggested me, to be honest. I've lost bitches off. To be honest. Oh my goodness. But the thing about Black Mirror is every episode is different. Kind of like, you don't have to, they're not like all constant, they're not like sequential. But yeah, Black Mirror is dope. If you haven't seen it, it pretty much covers like technology in the future, like how advanced it can be and how advanced it will be. But this show covers like the dangers of that, the dangerous side of stupendous advances in technology. Just watch a trailer of like season 2 or season 3 and you'll get the gist of it. I don't want to give out too much information. And then Ozark with Jason Bateman. That show was really fucking good. And I only watched the first season. I'm waiting for them to come out with a second season of that too. Then I'll have Netflix again. Hopefully it'll come up in the next week, so I don't have to like do another subscription. I can just keep it on there. But Ozark is pretty much a version of Breaking Bad, but more practical, if that makes sense. So check that shit out. Yeah. So yeah, 2018, new year. Like I said, no resolutions in particular. New year, same me. I'm a fucking hustler. I'm a fucking grinder. I'm a fucking risk taker. I'm a dream chaser. But I'm just updating. I just updated my goals. And that's pretty personal, my goals. But one thing I do want to do is remain single. You know, I'll be doing my own thing, you know. I'll literally have, unless something falls in my lap, which, trust me, I got a few girls I'm trying to get rid of. But I'm talking about, like, I don't pursue. Like, I'll have a woman, like, laughing and blushing and shit like that, that I'll just start chatting her up in like line at a store or, you know, whatever. And I'll have her laughing her ass off or flirting. The energy's good. And then I won't even ask her for her number or give her my number. First of all, I never ask girls for their number. I give them my number. And then if they're interested, they hit me up. That's how I know that, you know, that's how I like the percentages of that when that happens. Trust me. If you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, then you don't fucking know shit. But yeah, and I used to do that, you know, just give, I mean, that's something I've been doing since college. Give my number to a girl, or, you know, also in college, what I would do is I would have a great conversation with a lady. And not ask for or not give her my contact information in hopes of seeing her at the fucking bars that weekend. And then when you see a girl out and about that you were a gentleman to before and didn't try to, like, you know, hit on her or anything like that, or like, you know, try to rush things, instant pussy. Instant pussy. So now I'm out here in LA. I'm not in a environment like in a college environment or anything like that where, you know, you can run into somebody. Hopefully some of these girls that I'm meeting, I'll run into them in 10 years where I'm fucking loaded. I want to run into women again when I'm like, it's like some of these women that I meet in LA are literally, they're angel faces. Angel faces. And I don't got the money to be, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. You don't need any money to crack that ass. Trust me. At least in my experience. But I don't even have the time. I don't even have the time these days. I got time for one thing and one thing only, and that's myself. I can be selfish now. I can be selfish with my time so I can build up the network that I need to bring me opportunities that I need to back up the fucking Brinks truck to my mansion in Aspen's garage with the Audi R8 in the driveway just so we can get the fucking the Brinks truck parked up in there real good, you know? And then maybe when I'm out in a nightclub in LA in 4 or 5 years, maybe, you know, yeah, 4 or 5 years. So, oh my God, I met you when you first moved to LA. That's right, instant pussy. Never fails. But yeah, updated my goal list and everything like that. I'm taking my time. I'm comfortable with the fact that I just get better looking every fucking day. So I've accepted the fact that I'm going to become more attractive as I get older. 25 now. I want to become popular in my 30s, early 30s. 32, 33, shit like that. But I want to be able to make a living with just acting very soon here. And that's kind of what I'm doing. But yeah, I don't want to, I'm not rushing anything, dude. I'm trying to, like I said, trying to be on, like, think Will Smith, Denzel Washington, Leonardo DiCaprio, Johnny Depp. You know, I'm trying to, like, my 30s, 40s, 50s. Bam. Never fallen off. I don't ever want to fall off. Unless I want to like disappear for a little bit. If I get to that level, or sorry, when I get to that level, if I decide that I don't want to bask in that anymore, then I might retreat. But I'm trying to like, you know, have a dynasty for a couple decades, if not three. But yeah, you know. I don't know what else to talk about. Yeah, because, yeah, and also when I meet some of these angel face women in LA, I also don't initiate like contact, like, you know, outside of us meeting, because I know in 6 months, she's just gonna be annoying the shit out of me. Until then, yeah, but you know, and I know a lot of people are like, no, you gotta meet your soulmate. Sounds stressful. But until I change my beliefs and mindset on that, then I'm better off doing what I'm doing. And I got my reasons and I got my visions. Happy New Year, everybody. Hope the holiday season was great. Same year. Oh, same me, new year, same me. Thanks for listening to the seventh episode of The Drowning Show. I'm your boy, Marcus Short. Peace.